Good morning. It's Tuesday, April the 23rd. This is Captain Marty here. Going to talk a little fishing offshore, inshore, back in the sound, everything we have in just a moment. So stay right there.
Fishing Ocracoke is the ultimate lifetime dream for a lot of people. Captain Ernest with Gecko Sport Fishing and the Drum Runner can help you achieve that dream to the fullest. Whether you're looking to go offshore for tuna, mahi, and billfish, or inshore for puppy drum, speckled trout, and more, Gecko Sport Fishing and the Drum Runner can go from 2 feet to 2,000 feet of water. Full day, half day, and evening trips are available. Call Captain Ernest at 252-921-0095. Gecko Sport Fishing and the Drum Runner. Make your Ocracoke fishing dream a reality.
Hi, I'm Captain Jay Cudworth of the Kokomo with Paradise Dolphin Cruises at Safe Harbor Marina in Wanchese. I want to invite you to take a ride out on the Roanoke Sound to see the majestic bottlenose dolphins up close. As a native, I'll be telling you stories from these waters as a boy growing up in Wanchese. Nature and history have combined to make this area unique, and I love sharing this special place with special people. So come on aboard with me and my crew and experience the real beauty of the Outer Banks. For more information, go online to ParadiseDolphinCruises.com. Again, this is Captain Jay. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, the first thing to talk about is the wind. Sunday and Monday, things got back to wintry conditions in some cases, and the breeze was strong out of the northeast, and it made it rough. And I don't have an offshore report or a nearshore report, really, for Oregon Inlet or Hatteras, and that's because everybody laid in that I'm aware of. Now, fishing had been very good offshore, and we do know that the tuna fishing off Oregon Inlet got red hot. Limits of yellowfin, that's roughly 18 tuna, and all of them in the 40 to 50 pound range. So you had that going on. We had some of the first mahi of the year. We had a couple of blue marlins. Hatteras, a great variety. They had some of the season's first wahoos, blackfin tuna, mahi, stuff like that. But all that this time of year is why you don't want to put all your apples into one basket. You book a day and try to leave the next day as a fallback day. Let's say you book a boat on Monday and you were going to travel back to Pennsylvania on Tuesday. Well, that's fine, but allow yourself the opportunity to move to Tuesday if you have to, or your follow-up day, so you can get your fish in. You might have to drive home at night or whatever, but do try to leave yourself open in case this time of year you get one of those blow days. And by the way, if the captain says it's too rough to go, it's too rough to go. He makes his living by going, and if he recommends to you not to go, take his advice, because they can take it a lot better than you can. There's nothing worse than going out there and making everybody miserable. So leave yourself a fallback day. You'll be glad you did. We had on some of our inshore and nearshore boats, like you might would call them our half-day boats, a little bit of that activity is starting to pick up. Around Oregon Inlet, it was bluefish and sea bass and ribbonfish. And down to Hatteras, it was king, mackerel, bluefish, amberjack, and sea bass. Now, you'll notice I'm talking more and more about these bluefish that are in several parts of our fishing report. That's great news. It just seems like last year and this year, the blues are making a comeback, which I hope is true. So that's what's going on with our offshore nearshore boats. The Pier and Surf Fishing, and got, as always, Tony Lombardi at walkingangler.com. Go check that out if you get a chance. Was telling me there's been some big bluefish and some big drum, but the big bluefish, Rodanthe Pier was a hot spot yesterday with big bluefish 32 inches and above. Congratulations to Rebecca Griggs. Also, congratulations to Karen with Ladies from Pennsylvania Group, and to Lisa Lewis, amongst others, who all caught those big bluefish on the Rodanthe Pier. So that's great. And there's along the beach itself, the beach proper, and all the way down to Ocracoke, there are some big drum being caught at Cape Point down, and also down on Ocracoke. There's some yearlings, there's some puppy drum. It's the time of year for that, and it seems like the rougher it gets, the better they like it. So, you know, one man's bad luck is another man's good luck when it comes to drum fishing. So you got the sea mullet that have been biting. We got some puffers still. It's a really good. The dinner table is set for all the surf fishing. That only leaves us to talk about the sound. I'll be back to do that in just a moment.
Boasting phenomenal seafood dishes, a great menu, and waterfront views with deck seating, Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shallowbag Bay Marina in Manio serves a casual, fun-filled dining experience with an Outer Banks flair. With three floors to choose from, you're bound to find the perfect seat for you and yours while enjoying great food and fantastic drinks. To see our menu and to catch a glimpse of the beautiful views, go online to stripersbarandgrill.com. Striper's Bar and Grill at the Shallowbag Bay Marina in Manio, where everyone's a VIP.
So what do we have to talk about in the Sound? More bluefish. And they're not the, I'll call the 10 to 12 pounders that we saw on Rodanthe Pier. They're more like 6 to 8 pounders, but there's a plenty of them. I've heard a few people, especially on the Western Pamlico over off of Engelhard, say that they haven't seen bluefish like that in a long time. So that's good news. But a lot of bluefish in the Sound, from Taylor bluefish right on up to 6 to 8 pounds, would probably be on the higher end of the scale. Really good eating size fish, especially really that 6 pound bluefish in a smoker. Plenty of meat, great tasting, just oily enough to make it ideal for a smoker. Also, a few speckled trout. Didn't see much in the way of that, but there are a variety of drum sizes being caught back in the Sound, some in the slot and some above the slot. The slot is the size limit that allows you to keep one per person per day. And then there are bigger ones that were having to be released. So that activity, if you could take a little rain and you get out there in a sheltered area, you would find some of that. That will improve. Our temperatures are going to come back up as we get towards the weekend. So be ready. That speckled trout bite is looking very good for the summer. It's already off to a good start. We'll see them get more plentiful and bigger as well. As far as freshwater fishing goes, really no report yesterday. It wasn't that kind of, our freshwater people like a sunny day in a chair on a canal bank, catching a crappie, a bass, a raccoon perch, a white perch, all those kind of things, a catfish, but just not much activity, more of a weekend fishery for sunny days. So that's the long and the short of it for yesterday. We'll keep you posted. Thank you for tuning in and checking out our fishing report. Have a great day.